when one change will come about sooner or later, and probably sooner. Either the entire energy field of the interaction will change, because there's one field of presence that can make others more present without wanting anything, simply being there but looking and being alert brings in a different energy. Or it'll change because either that person or those people will remove themselves from there because they don't like to be in the presence of presence, they'd rather be unconscious. Or you find yourself removing yourself without any decision-making process involved. You may find yourself getting up and saying goodbye. Change will happen when you are present. Your job, can you be present in your job, in that environment, you may ask? Can't be. They're all unconscious around me. You don't know that yet, whether you can be present. You have to live it and see. But if you do live it, be careful. Change will happen, one way or another. They may sack you. They may sack you because you're not suffering from a stress-related disease like all the others. You can't be doing your job. You're not ill. Be present when you watch the madness on TV that is in the news. It's no more than what's been happening for thousands of years, the same madness, except that it's magnified through technology. And a good thing is that everybody can see it on the street. That's one good thing that comes out of TV. There may be one or two others, that everybody can see what's happening. It's hard to doubt the madness of it when you see it right in front of you. The first time that happened in the history of humanity was Vietnam, early 60s, mid-60s, when for the first time war was in everybody's living room. And everybody saw the madness of it. And that was also a time of spiritual awakening, both in America and in Europe, where suddenly a huge influx of Eastern teachings came to the West, because the West suddenly became receptive. Why did they become receptive? An entire country, United States, millions of people, for the first time, disidentified from the collective consciousness that before, even in the 50s, everybody was still totally identified with, except for a few rare individuals. And suddenly they saw, we are mad too. It's not that we are right and they are wrong always. The madness is in us too. They disidentified from the collective forms, the collective ego. They stepped out. And a huge alternative movement developed. You can't even separate the increasing madness and the awakening. And that's the strange thing that's happening even now. They go together. The old consciousness plays itself out and becomes more and more visible on the surface. You can see it so clearly. And part of the awakening, both on an individual and collective level, is to recognize madness as madness. That's already part of the awakening, when you see we are mad. That is mad. The intensification of the egoic consciousness and the coming in of the new, they work hand in hand, they go together. So the world becomes more dysfunctional, more mad, and at the same time, consciousness is transforming in humans. Before that reaches the outer levels of the world, which are corporate structures and entities and the humans that run that, and the outermost, which is political entities and the humans that run that, there's a certain delay that before even it reaches the media, although it reaches the media here and there already. For the most part, what you still see in the media is the old consciousness, the manifestation of that, and it's getting worse on that level. And that's how it is. And at the same time, the awakening happens. It'll be a while before that reaches the screens on a large scale. But it already, you can see little signs here and there, it does happen. I had said many times in talks, this talk is not going to be on the news tonight. And I had been right for a long time. And suddenly, somebody came and they wanted to film part of a talk and put it on the national news in Canada. And they did. I was wrong. I was very happy. I was wrong. It was only 3 minutes. And yet, it was there. That was a miracle in itself, because this is not something you would normally see on the news. Because we're not smashing anything up. We're not blowing up ourselves up or throwing bombs. And yet it was on the news. In bed tonight, go into your inner energy field. Be there as an alive presence, not a thinking little being thinking about the end of the retreat or what you're going to do. Don't activate so much the concern with your life situation. When you truly need to think about it and take action, then you'll be present with that. But don't revive whatever personal life situation you have, and everybody has one. Don't continuously revive that in your mind, because that will absorb everything, your life situation, which is thought forms.